Oh, my God. Oh. Fuck off, dude. Ooh. I know you've been here a while, but don't fucking sneak up on people like that. God damn it. No, I guess you're fine. It's whatever. It's I just about shit myself, but what are you gonna do? Pay for my funeral? Yeah. Oh, all is forgiven, I guess. What are you doing anyway? It's late. Okay. That's different. Some of us are working women. We have shoulder pads and zoot suits and everything. I got in. Oh God. I had two clients, one of whom was a bride, and the other of whom was another bride. You know, because that's largely who hires my services, and they both coincidentally were marrying each other. So I got to work on two different ladies, both on an incredibly stressful day. And I was worried that I would make one look better than the other, and it was kind of it did ease up a little bit of the tension though when I realized just how drastically different their aesthetics were. So that did help the process a little bit. I think they were both happy. But now I am just tasked with cleaning my brushes until they sparkle. So. Your sister, I think she texted me earlier. I think she's at her boyfriend's house. Yeah, did she not text you? Oh, well, it's 'cause she doesn't love you. And I'm so sorry that I had to be the one to say that. It just, I, you know what though? I think you'll get over it. Yeah, I really think you will. So yeah, I don't, she's probably gonna be gone for like a couple days. It tends to be the way that system works. So, you know, Monday morning she'll wake up from his place, go to work, come home, complain about dinner. That's when we make her make us dinner because we both know she's the best cook in this little family. So, and her job is less stressful than both of ours. Oh, God. I have a lot to do this week, but I am just about done with these. So how was your day? How was house hunting? Oh, that sucks. I thought, but it was such a cute little place. Oh, your God. Okay, well, yeah, I think that definitely would inspire someone to walk away. Oi, oi, oi. Well, you know, you'll find a place. There's tons of cute houses around here, apartments, condos, little shacks in the woods, but I don't know if I would use them this time of year. The witches are kind of out and about. But, you know, you are welcome to stay here as long as you need. I know you feel like there's this pressure to, go out and find a place, and I know that you want to find a place, and that's great, big old grown up, but don't beat yourself up if wherever you're touring is not working out, or if you can't find a roommate. That's totally fine, and like we said originally, we're more than happy to put you up, so yeah. I mean, you know, for like the next couple weeks, and then that's just a bit, it's asking for a bit much, I think. But do you, I don't know, want to do something to de-stress? Or wait, I have a perfect idea. Oh, it's brilliant. Marvelous. I think you'll really like it. It's something that I've wanted to do with you for a while now. It's really fun. And I think it'll make you feel pretty good about yourself. Can I do your makeup? Please? No, it's gonna look so good. You have good features for it. Come on. Okay, look, let me be real with you. I have a look that I need to practice for an event that's coming up next week, and I really need a practice dummy, okay? I can't really do it on myself as well, and I'm not really supposed to anyway, so, you know, not to be a dick, not to pull this card, but if you really want to pay me back for my hospitality, just sit yourself on down here and let me kind of have at you. I promise I'll make you look pretty. And it is fun. It's relaxing. And it just, have you never had someone just swish a brush across your face? Oh my God, it's so nice. Yes, come on, come on. Sit. Come here. Oh my God, come here. All right. You are such a brat. Okie dokie. So, luckily for you, these brushes have been freshly sanitized. Well, you know, cleaning them doesn't take that long. And that in and of itself is a little therapeutic. So, I don't mind getting them dirty again. And it's for a good cause. I'm helping you out. It's like UNICEF, but for sad boys. Okie dokie. So, let me look at you. Okay. I think I know. Let me hold this up. Hold on. I know what colors to match you with. Now, I'm doing a full face. You got it? You know, and you know why? Because after you wash it off, you'll feel even cleaner than before. And I have one of those fun scrubber brushes. You'll enjoy it. And, you know, also it's just part of the look, so you're gonna have to sit through that. No, a little bit more. Okay. Oh, that's perfect. All right. You don't have to close your eyes, it's foundation. Okay. What did I say? You're gonna be the prettiest girl in the ball. Just trust me, all right? I'm good at this. I am very good. Oh. Well, thank you so much. Your shock and awe and utter surprise at my skills are duly noted. You know, just because your sister still sucks at makeup doesn't mean that I didn't take the hint that you so generously provided me with all those many years ago that I have never forgotten for a single moment. Thank you so much. So you really ought to not be surprised, because that was one of my first driving factors. It was. Do you remember when I was 12, so you were... Yes, thank you. I don't do math. It's not in my blood. Anyway, we were kids, and you told me one morning I had slept over, and you told me the morning of picture day that I looked like an elderly clown. The elder thing is really what got me. And we were already on our way to school, so there really wasn't anything I could do about it. I went to the bathroom to try and fix some things and wash it off. The thing is, makeup is not very water soluble, so I was just kind of stuck at that point looking like an elderly clown had drowned. So very, very Pennywise, although he's always managed to look immaculate. What a sexy beast. So I did kind of look like I had been, you know, sobbing. And I did actually cry a little bit, so. But I came out of the bathroom and I was very embarrassed, and people started asking what had happened. I had gone from a 4 to a 2, and I lied and told them that my uncle, my dear sweet uncle, had just gotten drafted, which made me look pitiable yet resilient. And I thought that was a brilliant move on my part. But then Danielle Forrester, who is from an actual military family, said that there wasn't a draft in place. And I told her that it had just been announced, and she freaked out and actually went to cry in the bathroom for real. So, another brilliant move on my part, which I do, again, partly credit to you. So this was, it was kind of like our baby, you know? Oh, the picture was great. I mean, you remember. My grandma loved it. She said I looked like her neighbor's old raccoon. Yeah! You remember? You went over and met him one time. Yeah. Yes, the raccoon that they fed Hostess cakes. Yeah, okay, I get it. Thank you. God, you're so sweet. Oh, aren't you just the cutest thing? Anyway, now that I have harnessed the power of makeup, I can have my revenge. Well, you'll just have to wait and see. Alright. Foundation is done. And now moving on to brows. I told you it was a full face. Alright, actually... Yeah, I think it's gonna be easier for me to do this in this position. I just... straddle you a little bit. Oh, yeah. There we go. Much easier. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're gonna look like a dream. The saying is sisters, not twins. No, these puppies, these little fuckers are gonna be identical. Or conjoined, if you keep with this attitude. Don't fight it. That's right. God, you never know when to keep your mouth shut, do you? Silence. I like that. You look nervous. Are you okay? I promise I'm going to do a very good job. All right. I'm glad you came. Yeah, out of your room, but I mean, I am glad that you are staying with us also. Yeah, I know. Well, you're not gonna sit here and deny to my face that you were kind of an asshole to me when we were kids, are you? You're not gonna do that. But, you know, it's been a while since then, and you're grown up. It's weird, honestly. You're such an adult now. I'm used to you just being this kind of pain in the dick kid. And I was a kid too, but I mean, you understand. My kind of oldest memories of you have not been negated until very recently by your exponential growth. I remember when you were just such a little fucking brat. And I was a brat, and, you know, and in different ways, but we're just both adults now, and we're just hanging out alone. That's only happens, like, a small handful of times. Although more, you know, now that you are staying with us indefinitely. But anyway, it's nice. It is. And it's nice to see you acting like an adult. By the way, have you gotten your tax return yet? I maybe have. I don't know. I did them on time. You're supposed to wait 6 weeks, okay? And it's, don't judge me. Don't you look at me like that, you little fucking bastard. I remember the state of you, okay, in high school. And just generally, I really don't appreciate the call out here. You were very annoying. Oh my God. Jesus Christ. I mean, I just straight up didn't like you a lot of times. I think I went probably like 2.5 years straight of just, constantly trying to avoid you. And then, you know, you would switch it up a little bit. I think you tried to avoid me for like a year. And I don't know why. I never figured that out. Maybe you were just being moody. Was I not cool enough for you? That is an insult, and I absolutely reject that reality. Okay, I was still wearing bell bottoms and nobody else was. And I was just the coolest looking bitch in that whole fucking school. And they were huge. I could hide a baby under there. I could smuggle like two whole orphans out of a burning building. And the firemen would just still run in the flames looking for them. That's how cool my parents were. So don't give me any snark, okay? I got plenty of that from everybody else. But they're coming back. Flares are coming back. God, I'm so excited. It's a good thing that I found out at times that you were pretty fun. Yeah. You know, to a degree. Thank God you chilled out. I wouldn't want to be putting your underwear in the freezer at this age. But I would. Okay? If there's a toe out of line, those tidy whities are ending up in the ice tray. And you should get new underwear. Okay. Look at me. Almost perfect. I am really tempted to tweeze these suckers. Okay, I won't. Okay, fine. Jesus Christ. Annoying and ungrateful. All right. You don't look... No, you can't have a mirror yet. No. You're not gonna look weird. You're gonna look absolutely smashing. I guarantee it. You know, lots of girls like guys who wear makeup. They do. They really do. I can speak as one of them. It's a display of confidence. It makes you look more masculine, if that makes sense. 'Cause you just seem so comfortable. You're not like threatened by looking too girly or whatever. You're just a dude with drawn on eyebrows and eyeliner and a little bit of lipstick. And the thing is, makeup is just used to accentuate the features that are already there. I mean, if it's used properly, it makes every single person in the world look better. It does. You know, there's this this tribe in Africa. I forget where. And they're called the Wadabe. And oh, now I know why I don't remember where. Because they're nomadic. Ha. Take that. But they have this kind of peacocking ritual that they do when they want to acquire a new wife. And they paint their faces up with all of these pigments. And it draws a lot of attention to their eyes and their lips and their teeth. They have really nice teeth, like better teeth than I do, and that is, I think about that all the time, and sometimes it makes me just sit up in the middle of the night, because I wore braces for 5 years, and these fuckers are just going around on their goddamn camels. Anyway, they look awesome, and the women really like it, because it shows what they're working with, and it's the same here, and so far, you look kind of silly. I mean, but the whole thing isn't finished yet. That is what I'm just trust the process. I promise we're going to get you there. But first we need to do your eyes. And luckily for you, your eyes are already very nice. So Thank you. I mean, I wasn't giving a compliment to get one back, and it's not even really a compliment, right? It's just a statement, and this is what I do professionally, so, but thank you. Okay. Close your eyes. I promise I'm not going to make you look like a streetwalker. Speaking of, I am very glad that you are not begging me for rides at 4 a.m. anymore. Because that one hooker is burned into my memory. Peaches, I think she said her name was. Oy vey. Wowie. Has she never heard of a cliche? That's so mean of me to, I'm so sorry, Peaches. But you shouldn't pee on people's hubcaps. It's just not very kosher. Yeah, and thank God it was only one time. It was one time too many, motherfucker. I can tell you that right now. But I am glad that you called. Wouldn't want you on those streets alone. Your friends were assholes that night. I still can't believe they fucking left you there. I was about to... Oh, I had some choice words with Darren the next Monday. But you know, you were a dumbass too. You're not still getting into trouble, right? I mean, other than your shitty fucking roommate. You do not deserve to be treated like that. He's gonna regret it. Just not having you around is what I mean. I mean, if you want me to, I could go and, like, put sugar in this tank if you'll keep a lookout, because knowing me, I'm gonna forget how to do it and be caught red-handed Googling the whole process. I'd be down to fake a haunting, though. Yeah, we can convince him he's the target of some old pervy coal miner or something. It'll take some work, but I think we can do it. We really ought to target his bathroom. He'll never feel safe. What an asshole. Open? Close them again. Time for mascara. Look up. I'm not gonna poke you, I promise. Do you remember the conversation that we had? That party, when everyone else had migrated to the pool house. Yeah. We were floating in the deep end, and I was a little worried you were gonna pull me under. Anytime you kind of ducked beneath the water, I had that fear in my heart, but no, we just ended up talking for what, like 2 hours or something. That surprised me. I think that was the most we had ever just kind of I remember telling you how nervous I was about moving after graduation, and you actually listened. It may come as a shock, but you were actually you were a big help at that time. It's weird. I didn't get nearly as much comfort talking about it with the rest of my friends. I think maybe it was the novelty of it. Or maybe you're smarter than you look. Who knows? Okay. Eyeliner now. It's all coming together. I don't know about you, but I was so dizzy from floating that day. I couldn't sleep that night. I just kept feeling like I was bobbing, you know? Ugh, it was torture. But it gave me lots of time to think. Okay, finishing touches. Okay, brows, eyes, lashes, liner, foundation, contour, blush, teensy bit of highlighter. Okay. Open your eyes. Let me see. Oh, I'm good. I am so fucking good. Here, take a look. Ta-da! You like it? Oh. See, I told you. It looks really, really nice on you. Better than me. You fucking stupid bastard. Do you feel pretty? I think you should. It was a task, but like I said, I only accentuated what was there. You want to take some pictures to commemorate? Come on, let's do it. Oh, look at me, chin up. Oh my god, I'm so stupid. Oh, yes, I am. Because it's missing one crucial thing. What? Surprised? Don't be. Especially since you re-entered my life. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Not notice all the positive changes? Remember the time you hosed us awake with your stupid super soaker? You've gotten me wet again. Too corny. You want to feel me? Take my top off. It opens in the front. I take it you like him. Just flick your tongue. Can you suck on it? Seltzer's What if I just grind? Thank God you're wearing your sweatpants. I can feel it really well. Do you want this? Yeah? For how long? I knew I caught you staring that day. You didn't look so bad yourself either. Unearth it sometime. Let's do this for real. Nothing. Oh my God, I just I'm looking at it. Yeah, it is weird in a good way. I'm certainly not complaining. I'm jealous of you though, because your view of this is gonna be a lot better than mine. Just watch me. No, I haven't forgotten. My revenge
is going to be that I am going to fuck you so hard. You come to regret every single time you gave me shit.
Grab my hips tighter. Fuck, you're hot. You know, I did a really good job. What have I been saying? You know, the only thing that would make this hotter as if you were wearing some sort of, like, well, I don't know, maybe a dress or something. Fucking brat. Who's fucking who? Oh, you. Oh, yes. Faster, faster. Yes. Oh my god. Oh yeah. Oh, oh fuck. Use your thumb right there. Oh. Oh, outside. No. Oh, don't make me wait any longer. I'll wrap my legs around you. Oh, fuck. I want your cum. That's fun. Glad we agree. So,
maybe we should tell your sister. Well, if this is going to be a continuous thing, then I mean, she needs to know at some point. We don't need to figure it out tonight. Soon, but not tonight. Look at me. I like that you occasionally still let me boss you around. Okay. If you're up to hang out a little bit more, we have various modern blockbuster equivalents at our disposal. And, do you want to make some bagel bites? Cool. Just a couple of grown-ups. Okay. Sit up. Gotta get off. I gotta zoom into the kitchen. Oh god, now I want some Heelys. I will be back shortly. Oh, and once you've got your energy back up, I have a few dresses. I'd like you to chat.